without dictation for Linda Davis, April 26, 1948. Addresses a letter to Dr. Freestone, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow up for Mrs. Davis. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, small kidneys, last visit November. This was a phone visit. Patient chose not to come in person. Significant other Andrew participated of the encounter. 3-4 times emergency room visits, one of them admitted for 2-3 days for what sounds like COPD exacerbation, given antibiotics, bronchodilators, steroids, no hemoptysis, no heart attack, no stroke, no blood transfusion, no gastrointestinal bleeding. He uses oxygen 2 liters, usually at night, presently eating well, no vomiting discharge, no diarrhea bleeding, no infection in the urine, no recent falling episode, chronic restless legs, no ulcers, other review system negative. Medication list review, I will highlight the vitamin D125, bronchodilators, cholesterol management, on diuretics Lasix, although this is only 2-3 times a week. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 150/489. She's able to speak in full sentences, normal speech, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistries from March, creatinine went up to 2.1. Baseline has fluctuated in the 1.5 to 1.9. Anemia, 10.5. A normal white blood cell platelet, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. If this will be a steady state, GFR represents 24, stage 4. She is known to have a small kidneys, 8.3 right, 8.5 left. This is from April last year, 2022, without obstruction, no masses, simple cyst, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic versus progressive versus spurious change of kidney function. We'll see what the new chemistry shows on the next few weeks. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. The emergency room visit has been related to smoking and COPD exacerbation. I do not have access to records, which was done at Carson City Hospital. Next number, PKD, likely from hypertensive nephrosclerosis, bilateral small kidneys as indicated above, and previously documented hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, anemia, prior iron deficiency, no reported gross bleeding, prior EGD negative. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next paragraph, monitor over time, no indication for dialysis, all issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.